For the 11th straight week, the Texans lose. This time, they fall in Jacksonville on Thursday Night Football to the Jaguars. It's the 7th straight loss, where they've lost, by 7 points or less. The Sonic Game Recap takes you inside the locker room after.
I think we just let them off the hook. Bottom line.
They've lost the last 7 by a touchdown or less. Is that just incredible?
Yeah. When you look back on it in reflection, you know, you can't believe it. It's the truth, but hey, it's right there in each and every game. Just can't get it done.
What can you put your finger on as far as defensively tonight?
That first drive, man, they came out. I think they came out with some juice. Other than that first drive, I think every time they was off the field, the referees gave them a hand up. And that's my take on it, you know. It ain't no excuse, but that's what I think.
This is the second time Nat's come in for you. Does that alter your confidence, looking over your shoulder at all or anything when you're out there knowing that the leash, that you can get pulled?
No. I mean, you know, we're fighting for our jobs every day. And, you know, that's any position out here. So I'm battling every time I step on the field. And there's no looking over my shoulder. I'm looking forward all the time. And that's just how I operate.
What did Jags do differently this time? Did they do anything differently?
You know, they did a lot of their same stuff. I think they did a good job mixing up coverages. They played a little more man. You know, we saw that a little last time, but you know, they played a little more man, and you know, there's a few series there where they brought some pressure, but you know, it's the same team that. That beat us last time.
How much of this offense do you feel 100% confidence in, and how much are you still trying to learn, I guess, as each week goes on?
I'm confident in everything, you know. Whatever they throw at me, I'm prepared and you know, ready to go out there and operate whatever I need to operate.
I talk a lot out there, but you know, I guess you know that just wasn't the right time to be talking. And the holding penalty, just playing football, man. I just you know, made a good move and you know, he made a hole. So it's just two bad plays.
Gary was saying the taunting thing was inexcusable, and he said the Hopkins as well. And obviously, you guys are both rookies. I mean, do you have to take this as a learning experience for you?
Yeah, most definitely. It is. It's definitely a learning experience. You know, that's something, you know, I talk a lot of trash out there, you know, but at that moment in time, you know, I should have just walked off the field. And that'd have been that.
Was it not a case of losing composure? It was just talking trash.
Oh yeah, it's definitely just talking trash, man. Like talking trash, like I always do. Making the game fun, but you know, I probably shouldn't have did it then.
What were your thoughts when you saw Matt warming up on the sideline?
That was a coach's decision, and I'm still thinking the same. You know, you got to go out and make plays and win the game. So, like I said before, I feel very comfortable with Matt. We played a lot of football together, and I think he went out and did a great job, gave it a chance to win the game.
You think he provided a spark?
Yeah, I did. Came in and did a great job for us. You know, like I said, he gave us a chance to win.
What did you do differently in the second half to have such a big second half after, you know, slow first half?
I didn't do nothing differently. Just had more opportunities, and I just tried to make the plays when they came my way.
What were your emotions, Andre, when Matt threw the pick and that minute was over with?
Just frustration. You know, just want to win, man. And you know, I'm just tired of losing, so that's it.
Is it hard to believe that you've lost 7 consecutive games, touchdown or less?
I mean, you know, a lot of times games in this league just come down to one play. And, you know, fortunately we haven't been able to make those plays that we need to make to win.
I mean, as far as football goes, this is as low as it gets, and it feels like you say that every week. It's extremely frustrating. I mean, you can try and blame whoever you want. You can try and blame the refs. You can try and blame anything else. But at the end of the day, it comes down to personal accountability, and it comes down to looking in the mirror and seeing if you did everything that you could possibly do.
The team had tied a club record for penalties, set a club record for penalty yardage.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that, JJ? What does it say right now, this late stage of the season? What are your thoughts?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It comes down to accountability. You can try and make excuses. You can try and place the blame wherever you want, but You go out there and you put that many penalties on the board, you're not going to win football games. I mean, plain and simple, you're not going to win. And those are hurting us big time.
You've lost 7 consecutive games by a touchdown or less. You almost can't make this stuff up. What your thoughts about that?
You could lose by 1, you could lose by 50. Every loss is crushing. But I mean, yeah, I would classify this as pretty unbelievable. It's literally, it's extremely difficult to believe.